Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
business? What's the business? What's the business? You know who it is, baby. The Chairman Lawless Radio is on live. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring a friend so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, baby, going to do what it is we do, and let it support your local come up. Just gave you that new music, man, from Jay Silver. Hey, man, that Activate, man, that is crazy. Told y'all, man, we keep it hot. We do what it is we got to do around here to support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music all the time. That's what we do at Lawless Radio, man. Hey, we done hit this final show of the year. This is the final Greek grind of the year. Man, I've been trying to think of what all I wanted to do, man, what all I wanted to say, and all of that stuff there, man. But, I mean, it's kind of hard, man. It's kind of hard. You got so many things. You know, I mean, you pulled in so many different directions, man. It ain't easy being the chairman. It ain't easy. I ain't lying. You know, I want to make sure that I'm supporting everybody, man, to the fullest, man. You know, so it's keeping you ripping. It's keeping you running, man. And, I mean, so you got a lot of people that support you. So, you know, on that note, I did not have one, you know, artist that I wanted to just give the show to today, you know, without fear of actually, you know, making the next artist feel alienated. Because, I mean, all of them have supported us. So, you know, so what I did was just figured I'm just going to fly solo on this show, man, and just kick it with my people, man. Y'all, man, y'all make us. That's all I'm going to say, man. Y'all make us, man. And it is fun doing this, man. It is really, really fun, man. Another year under our belt, 2012 is right there. You know, everybody that's been scared and running crazy talking about, oh, my God, the world is going to end in 2012. Y'all can start counting down. Now, me, I'm partying like it's 1999, man. 2012 is nothing to me but another great, glorious year that God has granted. As far as for Lawless Entertainment, we have so many. As a matter of fact, I'm inviting everybody that's checking us out, man. If y'all in the crib, y'all ain't going out for New Year's Eve, man, midnight. Join me here on Lawless Radio, midnight. Got a surprise for you. I got a lot of people I know like to hit us up on the phone line, but you won't get a chance to see the surprise if you don't go to the site. So make sure you go to lawlessradio.com. Go to the site, you know, so you can see the surprise, man. We are pulling out next year, man, and we kicking it off at midnight. That's how we pulling it off, right? Hey, for my people that's been hitting me up, trying to find out what are we doing as far as getting other personalities on the show, the search is still on. The search is still on. If you'd like to be a part of Lawless Radio, simply shoot me an email. You know, shoot me your bio, shoot me your picture. You know, but give me at least a 2-3 minute, you know, snippet. You know, just you. Just give me a nice quick show. Nothing too long. Just a quick show. You know, and I'm checking them out, man. We have a Tuesday to fill. Sunday at this point is now full. We also have a Saturday to fill. You know, I'm looking for a good dance show, DJ. You know, get this dance music out of the way. I'm looking for a good pop show. You know what? If I can get me somebody good on rock, man, the chairman is looking. We got a lot of music that's being submitted to us, and we're not getting a chance to showcase that music. I want to showcase this music, man. I want to do what it is we do here, and that is support your local come up. Hey, man, we're going to be talking about this craziness that we got going on. I mean, as far as my knowledge has always been, Christmas has always been about the kids. You know, I mean, we do understand that Christmas is about Christ. You know, that's a given. But Christmas is actually meant for the kids. It's not a grown folks' day. You know, so me, I just want to know, you know, have we forgotten the kids during Christmas? You know, where did the Christmas shows that we watched as kids, where did they go? Why can't my kids watch them? You know, and my reason for saying it, you know, every year, you know, for the past few years, you know, I try to, you know, school my kids on a lot of the stuff that we watched as kids, you know, stuff that made Christmas it. You know, moms and granny, you know, had the apples and the orange and stuff in the house, you know, and the cinnamon. So you had the Christmas smell. now you had ABC and CBS fighting, and they were always the fighters until Fox kicked off. For my people out of Chicago, y'all remember back in the old days when Fox was WFLD, you know, but when they turned to Fox, they jumped into the fight, you know. So you would come, hey, your main thing, man, come home, knock out this homework, you know what I'm saying, unless you felt like going outside and getting cold and all of that. But you're knocking out this homework so you can hurry up and check it out as they went back to back. CBS kept you going, you know, with the Charlie Brown stuff, you know, and then you'd have like the Disney stuff that's jumping off on Fox. And then you'd have, you know, like, you know, the newfangled, you know, I called them the newfangled because, you know, the cartoons, they was clay-like, you know, so that was that New York, Rudolph Shiny New Year and stuff like that. You know, but you be flipping through the channels. Click, 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 click. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Shouties, for my people that's listening, if you are under probably about 25, if you're under 25, you don't know what click, click, click mean. We just had TVs and they actually turn click, 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 you know, channels. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's what you would hear, you know, ringing out through the house. You know, and I mean, it kept that Christmas magic going, you know, like, oh, Santa's coming. Oh, man, Santa, hey, we want to go make a snowman. You know, we're going to make a snowman. We're going to put this hat on. You know, we're going to make put this hat on. When this hat go on, you know, the snowman going to come to life and all of that stuff there, you know. But, I mean, it made kids' imagination, you know, that much stronger. And it made kids, you know, really, really, you know, I don't know. I think it really made them kids. Now I'm looking at a bunch of adults. You know, pint size. That's what I'm saying, because they don't get a chance to experience, you know, this magic. You know, and I'm not saying you have to teach your kid to believe in some white dude coming down the chimney, you know, in red suit and all of that. You know, in my house, we understand. Shoot first, then ask my man what he came in the crib for, because he might be Chester the Child Molester in disguise. We don't know, you know. But at the same time, it's not saying don't let your kids dream, you know, because you want them to understand that you work hard for everything you give them, you know. Still, I mean, I'm going through the TV, man, and I mean, I see Bad Santa. Everybody know Bad Santa. My man was banging out in the poop chute, you know what I'm saying, on the movie. You know, and there was another little joint, and hey, don't y'all knock me, man. I got to check it out again. It's an Affleck movie. I didn't catch it all, but it was like about 5-6 Santa Clauses. They was robbing this joint and all of this stuff. You know, and he was one of the Santa Claus, you know, at the end of the movie, gave away the money. I didn't see the whole movie. I don't know what the whole movie about, but this was the stuff that was on. You know, I turned to like Showtime, you know, and I mean, they got like what's my man's name? Saul. They got the little Saul marathon. They had a few Sauls back to back. Halloween 2 is on. You know, I got a chance to watch Cloverfield, which is still weird. I don't understand the movie. But I mean, all of these channels that I'm going to, nothing but scary movies. Okay? And I'm talking straight scary movies. You know, not that scary movie, funny scary movie stuff. I'm talking about this is all they had on. You know, TBS jumped the game, and, you know, they had that 24-hour marathon of, what's that, Christmas Story, which is always by far the greatest, you know. But usually, It's a Wonderful Life is on some channel. Not the case. White Christmas, not the case. You had nothing, you know, to really say, hey, turn on the TV, it's a Christmas show. You didn't have that. You know, so, I mean, y'all know the number, man. 646-478-5209. Hit your man up, man. Just let me know, man. I'm just throwing it out there to y'all. For my people that's checking me out, man, y'all on the internet, man, let your fingers do the walking. Go over and like our Facebook fan page, man. You can't find nobody but us when you type in Lawless Radio, man. Hey, follow us at Twitter as well. And if you want to follow the chairman, I am B.A. Crazy. So go ahead and follow us, man. Hey, you know what I want to do, man? I want to give my girl In Disaster some play right about now, man. Hey, this is Grit Grind, Lawless Radio, In Disaster. We're all right, man. Your man on Twitter.
All right, everybody, you ready for greatness? This is Disaster Run on you. Yeah, let's go. Before I met your wife, thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell. A ride across Brazilian deserts with you by my side. It's always feel right whenever we're together. Often wonder when we'll get our happy ever after. Endless adventures and craziest stories. Such your happiness. Tell me all your worries. With you, I don't want anything temporary. Your presence is magical and so extraordinary. Can I give you? Say yes. Well, I just have to ask. Can I have you? I know it's not an easy task, but your smile is my favorite thing in the universe. I'll lean on your bed and think and rub you to first. Cause if I have my way, I get to see you all day. It's insanity, but see if I care what people say. All I wanna do is stay wrapped in your arms. Gotta say I'm so addicted with your charm. Yeah. Before I met you, I thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell.
So nice to meet ya. You got me starstruck every time I see ya. You so exciting like a Hollywood feature. No other woman in the world could have beat ya. Cause you're a queen in my eyes now. Let the sun bring light to my sky town. An angel from above, God took the fly down. Bringing light back to the party when it dies down. So hold my hand and never let go. You put a magic spell on me like presto. You keep me happy, this is in my manifesto. Known a lot of women in my life, but you the best though. You straight sexy without being a floozy. You keep it classy without acting bougie. The stars can't hold a candle to your beauty. Straight put you on my feet like my favorite movie.
Before I met you, I thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell. Hello, Aunt Kim.
This was for all the lovers out there.
From Jakarta
to the Bay Area
and the rest of the world, baby. You know, if that special someone makes you feel all right, you should call them up and let them know. So, Aunt Kim, what's your number?
Good night, everybody.
Places you ain't been before. Rub me and hug you, huh? It's kinda hard for me to finish this verse and press me into the find a way to finish the hurt. Replenish my worth, my minute, but my feelings is hurt. Wanna put my 1985 below again in reverse, huh? Not back to the future, but back to when I had you here. Sexing on me like Rob Schneider on that bathroom. I'm an animal, yes, baby, be Smith, Judy. Kisses from a cutie and the visits from your booty. Ooh. Truly, I done not and got myself emotional. Wish I never met you, take that back, cause that's not kosher, huh? Hope you're happy, man, think about you all the time. Feel my inspiration for my lyrical lines. Tell me who's gonna be the one to love. If I can't love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you? Touch you, rub you, and hug you. Who's gonna be love? If I can't love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you? Touch you, rub you, and hug you, huh?
You get nothing from me. I was all in the world. This is your boy Jay's Verse from World Mob ENT. You know, Mr. I Get It. You know, when I'm checking that music that's hot for the streets, you know, them independent artists is burning it up. There's only one place I look. It's TL and Lawless Radio. That's right. I said my station. TL and Lawless Radio.
You now listen to the world's greatest. Hey, I had to do it for Jay-Z, man. I ain't want to push that button. Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in, man. It is Hump Day, baby, and I am your midweek release, man. Y'all listen to the Grit Grind on Lawless Radio, doing what it is we do, and that is supporting your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music all the time. It is the last show of the year, man. Dude, the year went quick. The year went quick. That's all I say, man. That's all I will say. This year went so quick. But, man, next year, it's up the game one more time. That's it. Each year, we up in the game. We go on another level, man. Y'all know about the whole Lawless TV? Man, keep watching March. Lawless TV is coming at y'all. Lawless Radio is about to do bigger and better things. Lawless Entertainment as a whole, things are going great, man. And, I mean, I cannot accept this alone, man. My team, my people around me, man, we keep it going, man. Everybody is busting theirs, man, to make it happen. So I take my hat off to them all, man, and say, man, thank y'all for a great year, man, because this has been a great year. We haven't officially announced it, but you will be seeing it coming out in our media circulation and everything tomorrow. We have just now inked a book distribution deal, and one of the first books to come from that deal will be from Berlin's Wall. It is entitled Heaven Versus Hell, and it is from the Street Tales Through the Eyes of a Villain series. It's an 8-part series. So y'all make sure y'all stay hitting that www.itslawless.com as well as the Lawless Entertainment fan page so we can keep y'all updated on what's going on with Lawless Entertainment. Hey, speaking of supporters, speaking of people helping make these things happen, what's going on, Katrice?
What's up? How you doing this evening?
Man, I am doing. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. Me and Buck sitting here chilling, watching TV.
Yeah. Some cognac.
He's rumming tonight.
He rumming, my man. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with some rum, my dude. I stay away from the white. I stay on the dark, man. That white seemed to make me a little violent. So I stick on the dark to keep me mellow.
That's what's up. That's how you do it. What you talking about tonight? It's the last show of the year.
Man, I just want to know, did they forget about the kids doing Christmas, man? You know, when we was kids, man, we had shows, man. We had Fox, we had ABC, and we had CBS. They fought for the kids. I mean, you had the Charlie Brown specials, you had the little clay cartoons, you know, then you had the Disney stuff. I searched high and low. I got to say, Christmas, the day before, even the day after. I searched for the entire month.
Well, you know, they had the Charlie Brown on, I think it was about 2 or 3 days before Christmas.
Buck said
you had to catch it. It was sudden.
Because I went through the preview guide and I'm looking, and I mean, only thing I saw, you know, I got a chance to see the Christmas Story. TBS did a 24-hour, so I watched Christmas Story all day. I watched it all night because that was the only thing Christmas on. Everything else, man, they got this Ben Affleck joint, man. I'm gonna check it out. You know, Ben Affleck was like a burglar Santa Claus, man. I don't know the whole joint because I called it like in the middle or toward the end or whatever. But it was him and like 4 or 5 other Santa Clauses, and they knocked over a casino, you know. So they decide they're gonna kill him off, you know, and he killed them all off, you know. But he get away with the loot, you know.
Wow.
So that's a nice little joint. Yeah, that's a nice little joint to watch. But I didn't want to watch it on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Not on Christmas.
I didn't see it.
No.
Yeah, you know what? You know what we didn't see? It was A Wonderful Life.
I did not see It's a Wonderful Life at all.
Exactly. It was on no channel.
White movie channel, nothing.
It was on nothing. It was like, I mean, that's the classic. A classic
right.
of all Christmas movies. It's a Wonderful Life. I ain't seen it.
AMC and Turner Movies usually run that. They had that like every night of the week up until Christmas.
Right.
Nowhere.
Right.
Nowhere. I watched
right.
it on my DVD. You know, for Christmas one year, I got that DVD. I was blessed with that DVD. So they ain't got to show it. I can watch it when I want to.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, man, it's like Christmas is no longer for kids. I mean, you heard about the chick that left her kids in the car so she can go buy the new joints.
I saw that.
She left the kids. And guess what she tell the police? But the car was running. That's what made it more dangerous, fool.
Oh,
the car was running.
God.
The kids wouldn't have been thought they'd have been sitting down. The kids was up there, you know, revving the engine and stuff. This is what brought attention to them. Okay? So that's what you had going on. I mean, it's not about the kids anymore. You got people fighting and talking about, because I wanted to get this toy for my kid. You didn't want to get that toy that bad for your kid. You just felt like fighting. That's what that was. Hey, let me see who all we got here. I got a 770-940 calling in. Who we got on the line?
Hi, Kaz.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm good.
What's happening?
I need to get my butt up because Mississippi need to get on the line too. I'm like, you talking outside. He like, have you talked to Terry? No, we all going to talk. But nah.
Talk to the chairman about what? It's a radio show. This ain't a conversation show. He want to talk to the chairman.
I'm good.
Hey, that's it there. Hey, do you think the kids got forgotten about during Christmas?
Huh?
Do you think the kids have got forgotten about during Christmas? You know, going through the whole thing. You know, TVs and all that.
I don't know. If you actually knew what I felt about that right now, you wouldn't even ask me that question. I didn't get a chance to see any of my kids. I was in the hospital.
I didn't see any of my kids, like
my 6-year-old. I know she like Barbie, using her little Barbie dolls and they little trucks that go with them and the little stuff that you pay for that you know you like. I'm gonna pay for that next year.
Man, dig that.
For about 6 months. I'm like, wow.
Hey, I dig that. Hey, let me see who else we got. Let me see who else we got calling here. Oh, I think this is Mississippi here anyway. What's going on, bro? Merry
what
Christmas,
up, man?
What's
that?
What's up, man? What happening?
What's up?
What up? What's
up, man? Is that Mr. Red?
Yes,
what's
it
happening,
is.
What's happening, man?
Yes, I'm here. That's me.
I know you're here, man. I'm saying what's up, man.
I said what's happening. I ain't hear no response back.
Man, bro, hey, this how that mute button works. You know, I work that button real good and quick. I work it real good and quick. Yes, sir. Let your mouth overload my finger. Hey, man. So what's up, man? Do you think the kids I got forgotten about during Christmas, man? With the programs in Hollywood and all this stuff, man.
Do I think the kids done forgot what?
They got forgotten about Hollywood. You know, the marketers, promoters, and all these everybody that's got the control over the TV programming.
You talking about Illuminati?
Man, I ain't said. Hey, I told
I
that buddy.
I don't, I don't understand
I told you that button worked quick, man. That finger got real fast, man. Next year, that finger going to be faster. Man. Patrice, I think we lost people here. Let me try to get up music here, and we'll come back and talk to young Mississippi after he done figured out what he understand in there. All right?
That'll work.
There you go. Hey, this Lawless Radio, Great Grind, GL.
Something I'm gonna put it down.
my thoughts, and they're tearing me up inside. But my friends say I'm a fool, they're staying with you. Well, they saw you with somebody else, and that ain't cool. But you say it wasn't you. What am I to do? 'Cause I'm so lonely.
Mr. yeah, buddy, it's back. Mr. Yeah, buddy, it's back. Mr. Yeah, buddy, it's back. So this far, the battle with one dog. I feel like a millionaire, minus one dog. I say goodnight to him, I say goodnight to him. I put him to bed, I Jay Holiday to him. Full steam ahead, I move straight through him. I got a nitrous tank with no break fluid. Relax, I got my feet up now. Cause nobody can defeat us now. Doing my thing, I don't need no crown. But you can call me Superman like three doors down. Yeah, a rock star living life on the edge. I feel another ring come, another championship. Man, I feel it in the air, the battle is won, dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog. Here we go again, here we go again. The rat pack and the backpack and fly trend. Motivated by successful pioneers who paved the way for us to make it right here. Mr. Yeah, buddy is back.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
F.L. Jones got down on that, man, just hollered at that man last week, man. He said that he got some stuff that is sicker than that. I told him, man, hey, I'm going to change it. I ain't from Chicago no more, man. I got to be from, like, St. Louis or something, bro. You're going to have to show me, man. I'm show me stating up in here, man. But he say he got some stuff that's hotter than that, man. So, man, y'all keep listening out for F.L. Jones, man. I mean, man, he's got a lot of good stuff, man, a lot of good music, man. I mean, I was listening to some snippets, and that's the only thing. He's got the snippets and stuff, and he sent me the Reverb. Like everybody else, that Reverb Nation, man, as much as we would love to download the stuff you shoot us, you know, the links and everything, we can't. I mean, we got to protect ourselves. So we can't download your music from anywhere to play. We need your permission. This is why we tell you to, man, shoot that music to us, man. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. No muss, no fuss. It is as simple as that. You are saying that you're giving us permission to play your music. That's all we ask them for. We're not trying to complicate things for you. But at the same time, you know, we got a third year coming up out of this. So we want to make sure that we go for a fourth. We don't want 2012 to be the last year for Lawless Radio. So we got to go by, you know, we got to keep it legal. And the legal way is that there. You know, man, I wanted to read some of the stuff that I was getting off this Facebook, man. Don't laugh at me, y'all. I closed that window to open another window, man, and got to go back through all of this old mass mayhem. Hey, your man Rome hit me up. Rome on Facebook jumped one at me. He says, crazy, it's crazy. These kids are growing up too fast, and this is why. Dig that. Blake said, I went through the TV for like a month and did not find anything about the season. I want my kids to have the same fun I had watching the same shows, but bought, huh? But bought most. Okay, but bought most of them myself for them. I can dig that, man. Y'all, man, y'all, I told y'all, man, with this writing that y'all doing, man, I don't know what y'all saying. If y'all want me to read y'all stuff, man, y'all going to have to use some English language. I know we try to shorten it for Facebook and everything, but, man. Hey, Angie hit me on Twitter. That's at Angie316. Angie says, I swear I was saying the same thing. All the Santa killing movies are a bit much. I'm not saying there's not a spot for them, but damn, you are not kidding. I mean, seriously, there is a spot for them, and we know that, you know, and I'm not knocking. You know, by no means I want anybody to think that I'm getting religious or anything like that. What I'm saying is just during this holiday season, you know, the magic of Christmas, you know, keeping that alive for the kids, the same way it was kept alive for you. You know, why have we gotten to the age we are now and we close the door, so to speak, on our kids' imagination? You know, and that's where it's at. I mean, think about the reality of when we were kids, we had, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. You know, somebody tried to say that because they have a whole, you know, cartoon network, they don't need Saturday morning cartoons. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That was the part of being a kid. You know, jumping up, checking out them cartoons, going out, raking the yard. You know, in my house, we had walls and stuff to wash, you know, stuff like that. But that was part of being a kid. And it kept kids, you know, kids for a little longer. You know, man, these kids are growing up quick right now, man. I mean, quick, fast, in a hurry. They're forced to be grown. You know, I mean, you look at the cartoons that they have. These cartoons are really not geared at kids. They're geared at adults. You know, and somebody said, well, you know, these cartoons was made for adults. Okay, I'm a grown man. The hell you making a cartoon for me for, and you ain't making none for a kid? All right, let's think about it, y'all. Read between the lines. If the cartoon was actually made for adults, so now they're starting to market cartoons to me again at 40 years of age, the same way they was marketing cartoons to me at 14 years of age, 9 years of age, 5 years of age, but they're not making for my kids, 9 and 12 and stuff. Come on, let's be realistic. You know, we got to call a flag on the play, and it's as simple as that. Call a flag on the play, because that's what they're doing. They take it away from the kids. And if we sitting here letting them, then it's going to keep going on. You know, that whole if you be bad, Santa's not going to give you anything, it really went a long way with a lot of people. Went a long way. You had people that did not try to do bad stuff because they didn't want to be left out on Christmas. Now, yeah, there were some bad things still committed by kids, but for the most part, you know, you still had that whole 'twas the night before Christmas. You know, that same kid that you called a bad kid in school was sitting in front of that TV watching the miracle of 'twas the night before Christmas and the Grinch who stole Christmas, you know, and stuff like that. You know, give it back to him. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't there. You know, and for me, you know, being in Georgia already, not seeing any snow and stuff, that already kind of breaks the spirit a little for me, you know, because I want to see snow. That's the way I know it's Christmas. You know, you got your lights and everything in your window. You know, the snow accents it. You know, you got your Christmas decoration and stuff in the yard. The snow accents it. You know, so now I had no snow. I had no cartoons, you know, and nothing to really let me know it was the holiday. So now I imagine if I was a kid that was really looking for that stuff, man, that would be real, real, you know, just real heartbreaking. You know, like, man, what happened? Ain't no more Christmas? Somebody kidnapped Santa Claus? What was the cartoon that we had, man? It was a cartoon we had, man, where it was like that. They Santa Claus got sick or something like that. So because he was sick, I think it's Christmas coming to town. Hey, if y'all know the name of the show, hit me up 646-478-5209. I cannot remember the name of that cartoon, man. It was a cartoon, man, where Santa Claus got sick or whatever, and it wasn't gonna be a Christmas. So Mrs. Claus was Santa Claus for a hot minute. So that was the way she saved Christmas. I think it was whatever it is, man. Y'all know. Let's see if this person got it. Got a 770-940. Who we got? Who we got?
Yeah, put for it.
What's happening? What's happening? Hey, what was the name of the cartoon?
I have no idea because I just clicked in. I don't even know the question. It may be somebody on the line because I do have my baby daddy online, so he may know it. Ask him the question.
What was the name of the cartoon where Christmas was almost canceled because Santa Claus got sick and Mrs. Claus had to fill in for Santa Claus to save Christmas?
Well, I don't know.
The Grinch. I don't know.
No, it wasn't the Grinch.
I wanted to say the Grinch, too, because I've been the Grinch for, well, this Christmas. I ain't never been no Grinch. I've been Miss Santa Claus, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it a 70s show or 80s show?
Man, it was a cartoon like it had to be like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
But Santa Claus got sick, and Mrs. Claus had to take his place, or else it wasn't gonna be a Christmas. And I cannot remember. I'm gonna jump over here, and I'm gonna have to get some Googling on, get some YouTubing on.
Yeah, we're gonna have to YouTube and Google it. And I'll
come back
when it ain't even Christmas. No, but I'll be like, cuz, this is what it was.
Right.
I'm going to have to do something that I wasn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That I was told to do. Is Mississippi on yet? He said he was going to come on at 9. I don't know what time it is, but anyway, if he ain't on here, he's going to come in a minute because he don't want the only one that actually checks on me every day. I've been in this hospital. I lost my baby. My baby's dead. And I was 2 days shy of being 6 months. My baby died.
Okay.
And not only did he die, that everybody knows that I've been sick. He told me to say this on the air, and I did not want to. So, Mississippi, if you don't get your butt on this air, because he does talk to me every day, and I'm in this hospital. Every day he does.
Right, right.
I'm like, you want me to talk about it? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
well,
I will say it.
But we not gonna talk about it. We not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna get some music going because that right there is a bit personal. All right.
Yeah.
All right, cuz. Let's get this, Mr. Too Damn Good for you going.
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No. Better yet, I'm gonna write this one out like. Dear Miss Beautiful, cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late, late night. Creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and foil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to you. Everything filled up my life like decorations of Vera Wayne. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
I'm so night, but I won't go by too far. Living a lush life, it seems it just ain't right for you to get off my couple of me. Yeah, the force in my past and all that romance, and can't get away from me. Tell me what I'm gonna do, my thing tonight.
From a chooser, but I chose you, so you owe me. At least send a girl something on the low key. And by the end of the night, if you chose me, maybe I can go and slip you out your hosiery. I'm something like a boss, no cliche. So put my number in your phone as a keepsake. And every weekday, dream of the weekend. I'ma put you to bed and you can sleep in.
It's getting a little lonely.
Day when this person comes to the race with they 70%, If you was doing 130, you just gave them 30, they 100%. But if you doing
right.
70, they doing 60, nobody at 100,
man.
They ain't doing it.
Man.
They're not moving.
Man. I'll tell you, I'll be sitting around, and it's funny because in my head, and I laugh at myself, because I'll be singing a little song, you know that song, like, every day I'm hustling, and I'll be singing that song.
I'll
be singing that song in my head, and I catch myself. I'm like, damn, why am I singing that song? But
that's what you're doing.
I'm thinking.
That's what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that mind state. You know, I get up every morning. You know, and I've been doing it now for the past 20, probably 20-some-odd years. You know, I go to the mirror, and all of the no's that I'm going to hear, I tell myself, in the, you know, no, you can't do it. No, it ain't going to work. No, it don't make no sense. No, you ain't good enough. You know, and then I look at myself in the mirror, and I tell myself, that's the last time I'm going to hear that today and accept it.
Right.
So that means
you know,
everybody else that I encounter, it's a yes.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. That no is something else. That no is
right.
something else, man. You
right.
go and it's interesting you say that because I do a little no thing. I do 100 no's. I be looking for 100 no's.
Hmm.
I want 100 people to tell me no, because I know that 101 is gonna say yes.
Gonna say yeah.
It's and I'm be looking for them. And when I tell people that, they're like, what? You be looking for people to say no to you? I'm like, yeah, and I'd be pissed off when they don't.
Right.
Okay,
oh,
I got to start
no.
all over.
I got to
you know?
Start all over. Hey, you just messed it up.
You
just messed it up. let's see what this cat Mississippi talking about. I know it's going to be something about a double dip, or it's going to be something somebody's going to have to translate.
Oh,
nonetheless.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. What's going on, man?
What's happening, man? I understand why you had to click me off before you got. I understand you got that mute button. I didn't understand the question.
Okay, the question is over with now. It's irrelevant, man. It's
okay.
The last show of the year, man. The
right.
last show. We down to the last 23 minutes, man. That is it, man. That is it.
You gonna let me what take it out, right?
Next year. What you gonna do next year, man?
You gonna let me take it out tonight?
Nah, bro. This the last show of the year. There's only one person can take that out.
What I'm gonna do next year?
What I'm letting you do is tell me what you gonna do better next year. What is your goal for next year?
Push harder.
My man. Push harder.
Okay. That's what's up.
So what you're talking about is when your car break down. You know, and you stranded instead of pushing lightly.
No,
no.
I'm talking about as far as work goes. I'm talking as far as gritting and grinding.
There you go.
2012 is going to be my best year ever. That's going to be my best year ever.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, you gonna stay focused next year? You know, like staying on the same topic when you start talking with a person. Why are you gonna be back and forth and don't nobody know what you're talking about? Now that right there is a goal I would like to set for you, because you know
right.
I would like to know what you're talking about for once, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, man. At least you come on an hour before. At least you get half of a soberness. Shit, I
yeah.
think we fucking checked up.
Hey, hold on, you think you don't need to get that up?
Well, that's, I mean, every day, you know, every year, you always talk about what your New Year revolution gonna be, resolution, and so I say with each passing year, I decide to just whatever I'm doing now, just do a little harder. You know what I'm saying? However much money I made in 2011, I'm going to make a little more in 2012. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody has to have that desire, that drive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That
right.
push. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have it.
You got
Without to. It, everything is meaningless, bro.
And even if you have a little hustle, I mean, people don't look at her like, oh, wow, you're doing hustle don't have to mean drugs or
Mm-hmm.
none of that type of numbers or pimping. I mean, you can have a little side hustle. Shit, you can tell. Hell, when I worked at the airline, my hustle was selling buddy passes. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. It ain't illegal.
Hey,
perfectly legal.
Right. We gotta break it down for her, Catrice. You don't know what you're gonna get.
Man, you know, it's like down to pieces, you know.
Hey, you ain't put no meat on.
Man, no. Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment is about to hit a big, y'all. 2012, this is how we do. The chairman is about to blow up. Y'all hear me?
This is awful.
So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. You're going to turn around. You're just going to see Lawless everywhere. Don't sleep on it. Don't sleep.
And I'm going to walk up like NWO. I'm going to do it like the old school NWO days. I'm going to be spray painting Lawless on fools, knocking them out.
Man, that's it. See, I want to congratulate you, man, on a whole nother year. You know, you made it through a whole nother year. You know.
Man, thank you. We made it.
This is awesome. This is awesome, awesome. You know, because there's a lot of folks that would have quit a long time ago. And you kept going.
Man, it's no stopping, man.
That's right.
It's two views for this train. You can either be sitting on the seat or you can be laying on the track. But the train ain't finna stop. It's simple as that.
That's right. That's it, man.
I'm gonna jump in on your show for a little bit there tomorrow night. Last shows of the year. And I done told them, tune in midnight. If they ain't going out midnight, tune in to Lawless Radio. I want to surprise y'all.
There you go. Tune in.
Hey, my man, Mississippi Red, I know he over there right now saying, man, what did I say? I don't know what I said. Mississippi, let me get you running, dog. I'll holler at you next year, Mississippi. Hey, Catrice, I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
All right,
hey,
then.
Y'all, I'm going to take us out of here with your man, Donnie Williams. Everybody remember Donnie Williams, man. He had one of the most powerful years last year on Lawless Radio. I mean, every contest he was entered in, this one song kept winning each one. And I think it was Mississippi who was out there paying people keep voting, because they kept voting, and the man stayed there. So I'm going to take y'all out with that, man. Thank y'all for another great year, man. I'm glad for my people that made it here with us. Those that did not make it with us, we will see y'all when we get on the other side. Next year, as Catrice said, it's going to be a great year, man. I'm glad that y'all are on board and y'all are supporting us. I'm going to take the show out by reminding you that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of Catrice tomorrow night, to be a part of So Ambitious Friday night, to be a part of Sherm the Man Monday night. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not go to any sites, and we do not download anything. Not just because of the viruses and all of that stuff there, but we need your permission to play your music. You know, so that disclaimer that I just said at the front, where I said this music is not the property of ours, but we have been granted the broadcasting rights, that's what you give us when you go to lawlessradio.com and click submit music, okay? Give us that permission. Your music will be played. I got to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines. My people out there in Milwaukee working for Frontier, working for AirTran. My people in the ATL working for AirTran, working for Frontier, working for USL. My people in Chicago, Midway, working for AirTran and Frontier. Chicago's O'Hare. My people out there united, man. Y'all keep the chairman in the sky. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes go, and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, believe me and trust the chairman does. That's going to do it for the chairman, man. I am out of here. I will catch y'all midnight, New Year's Eve. Tune in. Love y'all. The chairman is out, and the Lawless World Order is in full effect, baby.
Family, go to work day and still have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Yeah. I keep on running. I keep on
in a rental. wild. Just soon as I hit the door, she was getting wild. Pulled the zipper and she kissed it, licked it, colored it with lipstick. She be on that freak shit, anything she wanted. Yeah, she a sex fiend, especially when she going down with the whipped cream. I just stay a couple rounds if she miss me. She tryna get with me, understand it simply. Sex so don't commit me. Think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl.
You're just a dick,
dick. To what my dick did. I'm not the man you need. No space reality.
You just a dick, dick. To what my dick did. She keep trying to tie me up. She texts me every day, she can't get enough. But she need to stop trying, stop crying. She thinks she in love, but there ain't no denying that. Yeah, she a sex fiend, but she when she going down with the whipped cream. Pictures and I'm thinking out like a rocket. And don't you try to stop it. You know what it is, just be satisfied with this, girl.
Think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. To what my dick did. I'm not the man you need.
No
space reality. Just a dick, dick, dick. To what my dick did.
Can't you see that we've got a good thing? But you ain't a good feeling, girl. Quit putting love in it, girl.
Don't you love the way I lay it down? So complicated.
So addicted.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Instant beat.
Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We're getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We're getting high like them white boys. And I'm sticking in a pink with a pill. A bunch of Georgia girls claiming that trill. We closing doors, we gon' buy that bitch tight. Pull it up, crank the music, we gon' do this shit right.
Right.
Hit the camera, put it on the flash screen. I got the stamina to stay awake to the end. I don't know if it's the pills or the drink. Got me feeling like I'm flying on fluorescent lights. Instead of ass hanging out of the dress. Do it as I see the haze, like she see me topless. She make it clap, but it feel like a dream. Cause I know I won't remember all the shit that we seen.
Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys.
I'm dancing and we working the sweat. I fuck a deal with a shot, I think Regina up next. Little mama looking better than hot. She laying down on the table, triple X body shot. Damn, Charlie think the pill kicked in. Cause she wasn't that attractive when she first walked in. Now she bad coming out of the clothes. I'm in the shower, something in the backyard with the hoes. Swear to God, I don't know these chicks. Don't give a fuck, cause everyone she got tits. It's better off, I enjoy this shit. Another blood, another cutie dancing on my dick. Is it the loud, why they come to me? I think it's swag or is it that they got in free? 512 said he's zoning them out. It's like a club or a rave, but it's at my house.
Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. It's getting late and nobody can drive. Probably cold, so I guess we just naked and high.
It don't matter cause I'm too loose. Another roll, another blunt, and some orange juice.
I'm gone, I'm not sure I can see. They blowin' guns, fuckin' with everybody who's sleepin'. Fading fast, I don't think I can walk. Shaking my head at the chest, I assume that she talking. She grabbed my hand, I assume that we walking. She on her knees, I assume that she's slobbing. She lick her lips, I assume that it's robbing. She get on top, I assume that it's fucking. All I know is I can't feel nothing. Feeling consciousness and her hips still bucking. Guess it's a thing and it's just how it goes. Passing out last words. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop,